nuclear rockets, UAPs, and secrets. There is something we have been talking about since at least the 1960s, and that is building a nuclear-powered rocket for space exploration. It could cut down travel time to Mars to half or more, as an example. It does make me wonder why they didn't do it already and why no other nation has. While a nuclear rocket is far from the answer to ultimate speed in space, it is somewhere around twice as fast as a chemical rocket. There seems to be two separate things going on. One is our rocket program and those of other countries, and the re-engineering of crashed UAPs, which are far more advanced. The rocket people deny the alien craft re-engineering program exists, and the re-engineering people laugh at how far behind in technology they are. We are just starting to hear very serious testimony about the former, that being the UAP re-engineering program. One of the reasons the government is fighting tooth and nail to resist releasing data is if they do and admit we have re-engineered extraterrestrial craft and have had some since maybe the 1950s, then it will become obvious we wasted trillions of dollars with the rocket program and its main purpose was to hide the other program. Think about this, we spent billions on getting ready to go to the moon and accomplished it. Maybe we could have flown there in the re-engineered alien ship much faster and with less risk. If that turns out to be true, it will prove we have been hoodwinked for at least 70 years. I have said over and over, some very important people who were in a position to know about this stuff admitted we were able to go anywhere in the universe. The words of one were something like, we have the ability to take ET home. We are talking about a former head of the Lockheed Skunk Works, where secret craft are designed and worked on. How did he know? It was probably because he was given some alien recovered craft to work on. When we got to the moon and it was reported on a secret medical channel which was intercepted by a ham radio operator, the story got out. The astronauts radioed they were being watched by UFOs on a hill. Can you imagine what these aliens must have been thinking? They were probably wondering why we used a rocket to get to the moon and thought we were jerks for using such primitive technology at the time when we had reverse engineered some of their crashed craft. Then if they started thinking about this a little longer, they probably realized there was something nefarious going on. After all, why would a race do that? To make things even more strange, it has been said we have flown to other places much more distant in re-engineered craft and tried to keep it secret. But every once in a while someone talks about this, then we don't hear about it again for quite a while. Could it be there is another agency besides NASA which is exploring the universe in the name of the United States? It has been claimed there is, but no proof has surfaced that I know about. There have been claims by a couple of people stating we are fighting a war in space and they have been involved. You can take that for what it is worth. Will any of this UAP stuff become public knowledge? It is going to be a hard nut to crack. The top people involved in hiding it today have made it their mission to keeping as much UAP information from the public as is humanly possible. You have to admit they have done an incredible job at it for a very long time. There was a point in history when there was a great chance to admit it. No, I am not talking about Roswell, but the UFO flap over the White House in 1952. The UFOs were reported in just about every news outlet in the United States. The entire country was aware of them and they had come back for a couple of weeks. The headlines could not be changed in the papers because all the papers had picked up the fact UFOs were there. One thing I have learned about people as a whole, is humanity has a short memory. This has been demonstrated many times. Almost no one, if asked today, would admit to knowing about this. Even the Congress never asked about it, to my knowledge. I don't know what is going on in the classified closed hearings on UAPs. Hopefully someone there will bring this up. It had become known at the time as the UFO flap. When I say UAP data is being kept from us, I should add there are probably some great inventions by humans that are not allowed to see the light of day in the public arena. Some might justify this by saying it all had to do with secret weapons, But how will we ever know if that is true? Could some of the stuff be kept off the market to protect companies? If an inventor came up with something which would hurt the oil industry, isn't it possible their lobby might convince politicians to not allow it to be manufactured or talked about? I think we all can see how something like this is entirely possible. When a country starts to keep too many secrets, they just keep adding to them for all different categories. A document might be kept secret because it became an embarrassment to a politician. Another might be kept secret because someone committed a crime, so it is being held back as a favor to that person. I remember Julian Assange getting hold of some documents which angered a politician who called for the death penalty for him over the document which was said to be an embarrassment. Politicians seem to get too entrenched in Washington after they are elected too many times. This is just my observation. I believe there should be term limits. We have them for the president, why not Congress? There should also be an age limit. I think that was demonstrated by several politicians in the last few days, including the president. We can't expect someone over 70 years old to be as sharp as a younger person. I know there are exceptions, but for the good of the nation, there should be no exceptions to that rule.